You saved me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Huh?
There are seven wonders of the universe. You're about to hear the eighth. Welcome to Sports in Depth on SAR-FM Radio, the heartbeat of Africa, with your host, award-winning journalist and commentator, the legendary Doc Stanley. You have time to tell a friend about Sports in Depth. It's heard every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 2 on SAR-FM Radio, the heartbeat of Africa, in the heartbeat of the Big Apple, New York City, in the heartbeat of Harlem. Now, here's your host, Doc Stanley.
And as always, we open Sports in Depth to John Coltrane. Dear Lord, and a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you, Lord, for things we will largely take for granted. And we just ask that your will be our way and realize that Jesus is the reason for the season. And we ask you to heal those as we now on 1 week of the situation that helped. Once again, point toward the move of some reforms. But more importantly, Lord, we thank you. And we thank you for little things we largely take for granted. And more importantly, we thank you for the reason why there is this season. Your darlings in Jesus. In Jesus' name, the Lord. Amen. Doc Stanley, Sports and Up on the Trust in God Radio Network. And this is just a quick show about something that is sticking everybody's craw. JETS Jets. And, Dusty, it's just been a sad commentary as you look at the team a couple years ago were a game away from, the Super Bowl, and they came back again, and he said, wow, the future's bright. Sanchez has got to be a guy that's an up-and-coming star. I didn't see it, but, Sanchez was a franchise and all that sort of stuff. But, the big circus that has come about now here in Jetland.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It gave us a hopeful taste in our mouth 2 years ago, for 2 years in a row, where we also almost tasted a back-to-back Super Bowl, and we almost that's a big word in our conversation now, and we almost tasted two. Ticker tape parades down Heroes Passage. And yet what we're seeing is a disaster worse than the word disaster. And you know what's so funny, Doc? I mean, what's so uncanny? Maybe it's because I said to myself, they're star-crossed. I don't know if that's the proper word. But when they were driving down the Tennessee Titans, they were within almost close to the red zone. And I said, all you need was a touchdown, no field goal because you're still losing. So here the pass goes to Mark. Mark flops the ball. He goes to recover it. He still have time, but one of his own men kicks the ball to a Tennessee Titan defender. So how star-crossed can you be? He couldn't even recover it. Lord, what a disaster this is. This has been a ship going into the what they call it, the tropic zone where you never appear again. You disappear. And now
I think that's where people want Mark Chess to go into in a zone where he'll never reappear again.
I'm telling you, and the thing is that now they want a clean house, but the cleaning house of the sacrificial lambs, not the ones who made those dumb decisions. They've got to start from the very beginning and clean those dudes out. and with the Ryans and the Tannenbaums and all of those people. They're the ones that destroyed this team by bringing Tim Tebow in there. They could have made Greg McElroy, who was a third string, they could have made him a backup. You know, and they could have, woulda, shoulda. They could have brought him in there.
The point you bring up, too, is so strong. I'm going to let Seawings get in here real quick as he's on assignment. But, you know, the guy said today, you know, you took McElroy, who was a backup, and then you brought in Tebow, and you regulated the guy to third string. And you look at the constant chaos. So Cincinnati Seawings, you have these guys are, they're close to you. You know, we covered them. You're close to the coach, but... You know, I think he went way, 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 way too long with Mark Sanchez. I mean, you would have thought that Mark Sanchez was a nephew. You know, you thought they were lovers. He went way, 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 way too long with Mark Sanchez.
But you see, went on? No? I'm sorry, Sue.
Good evening, gentlemen, to the Sports of Deaf Nation. Happy holidays to everyone out there.
Thank you. Same to you, Sue.
There's one thing I have to say. I never knew the circus come to town in the wintertime. All but the big thing here is, Doc, you're right, Dusty, and everyone that's been talking about it, that Mark Sanchez should have been yanked after that horrific game against the 49ers. I mean, he's regressed so much.
Exactly.
I mean... It seems like the Jets are the only team that could bring in a backup quarterback who turned out to be worse than Mark Brunell. I mean, you never played the guy.
Well, you know, I take offense to that with Tebow. You know, I take offense to that because this guy never got an opportunity. Okay, this guy, say what you want. And like I said, you know, Joe Klecko is a pretty good guy to back you. Say what you want. This guy was 8-8 last year. This guy took his team to the playoffs, and this which we haven't done in 2 years, okay? And his guy beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, which we have never done.
Right.
So, okay, and now you brought the guy in. You sold some jerseys, okay? You asked him to play out of position. I mean, come on, man. You had the guy on the punting team. How does a quarterback fall to the punting team?
It was written in stone there because we talked about it before when they had when they debuted him at the press conference. There was nobody around from ownership, management. I mean, it was very odd that he was basically out there by himself, and that
There's no question. But my point is, there came a point in Sanchez's playing this year that you both have to agree how horrible he played, anybody would have been better than him, and Tebow deserved a chance.
McElroy should have been the backup anyway. I mean, McElroy, when I saw him in the preseason, I felt that he should have been the second quarterback behind Mark Sanchez. I just don't think Tebow is a decent quarterback enough to play in the NFL. I think he's more of a fullback, and I said that before.
What I'm saying is, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with, nobody knows the NFL, you're a genius and this stuff. I have no problem. The problem I have is that he earned a chance somewhere along the line, as horrible as Sanchez has played, and this is really a smack in the face that you bring the guy that's your second-string quarterback, and now you got the third-string guy playing?
Fellas, please, you got to understand something. This team died the second that they decided to bring poor Tim Tebow, a discard from the Broncos, into the Jets. Now what they're doing is cleaning house of the victims that they victimized. And so first of all, Tim Tebow was, like we doing the job, Doc, working out of title. That's what Tim Tebow was. Tim Tebow was working out of title. He wound up with broken ribs. Now they want to discard him. If I were Tim Tebow, I'd get me a good sports management lawyer, and I would sue their rumps because maybe my career is finished.
What the Jets should have did is kept Mark Brunell as a third stringer, put McElroy at number two, and I'm telling you, he's more mobile. He can run on the floor.
You know, okay, anyway, this is great. You know what you're telling me, then? It's amazing that you can see this and that we can see this. I mean, your name is right. This organization is in disarray.
Total disarray. Peyton Manning didn't even want to come. He went to play for another year with the Tennessee, so he wouldn't come to the Jets, and he turned him down the second time. What does that tell you about the organization?
Wow. This is something that was so obvious, and we didn't see it. When a guy like Peyton Manning turned him, and you're talking about it, he turned him down twice. He turned him down before he came to the pros. And, it's now that you say it, you know, hindsight is 20/20. But this was a hindsight. This was something, the iceberg, that we didn't see because of the talk. But, you bring up a tremendous point. I mean, he turned these guys down because everybody usually does see they want to come to New York. They want to come to the Big Apple for the commercials, for all
exactly.
the media hype. Here's a guy that, you're right, that he went the other way. He went the other way twice.
He not only went the other way, he ran the other way. He didn't want to have anything to do. And Bill Parcells was the coach of the Jets at the time, and he didn't even want to play for him. So, I mean, you have to take credence to what a future Hall of Fame quarterback such as Peyton Manning, in my opinion, I think is the best quarterback to play in this league in the past 25, 30 years, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it is true.
You look at what he says. I mean, he has a lot of, credibility with that. He did not want to have anything to do with the
Not only that, he has credibility, but also he has a lot of insight and a lot of stuff that we don't know because he's at the level he's in, he's dealing with owners, he's dealing with GMs, so he saw new things that we weren't privy to, and it's paid off for him. He's been to Super Bowl, he's won a Super Bowl, he's been to Super Bowl twice, he's been
in
MVP.
He may even wind up in a Super Bowl this year.
Nobody in New York will be, not in green. Fox 10 is holding up on the Brooklyn Garden Network. We're talking JETS Jets, and it's more like Rex. I mean, I guess we really had a side of what was going on when they lost the number one fan gang when the fireman left.
Fireman Ed. Yeah, and the one who carried him was his brother, and they both disappeared. So the thing, and they both disappeared, I want to say this thing here. Sports is, of all genre, is a $1 trillion business. You make money in sports, in the big show. The management, the coaching staff, offensive, defense, I mean, whatever position in sports you have, you make a pretty good piece of change. And you put these people and pay them management salaries to make quality decisions. And yet the decisions here were so asinine, so stupid, so ruinous of careers that you say to yourself, now who's going to pay? Unfortunately, the one who's paying are the athletes who will use like cattle to perform out of the position, demoralized, psychologically destroyed. Now they're talking, the other day I was talking with a guy who said something about, now where does Sanchez go? Because they're talking about trading him. Who's going to pick him up? He's not going to be a starting quarterback anywhere he goes unless Tampa Bay needs a quarterback or there's some other team that has a 50-50 quarterback, they might put Sanchez up there, but they're not going to. Sanchez is not going to get a job as a starting quarterback anywhere else when they get rid of him. Sanchez is going to either be a backup, or he's going to pick up his money, the $8 million that they own, and go somewhere else. He's finished. His career is finished.
But I may say this before I go out to other assignment. You may not even see Sanchez and Tebow playing in the NFL. They may end up at best CFL, or maybe even Europe.
You're absolutely right.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But I'm gonna run to this other
assignment here. I want to wish everyone a happy and healthy,
thank you. God bless,
safe, Merry
same
Christmas. To our listeners, to the panel, Dusty, Lady A,
right.
Doc, Hoopster, Harold, Little Coco, everybody out there that listens to us, thank you, and have a happy and safe New Year as well.
Same to you.
Yeah, and
to you.
We'll be back with you on air with you tomorrow when we do the live Baltimore Ravens and the New York Giants football game. That's the game now. Like the game on Monday night was a must-win for the Jets. It's a must-win for the Giants. And we will find out if the Giants are going to continue their move. You'll be live here on Sports Depth tomorrow. Cincinnati Sea Wings will bring us the post-game, pre-game show of that big football game. Cincinnati, thanks a lot. And we're going to get back into studio with you later. We're going to go back to me and Dusty. And we're looking for Mel Smith Jr. Join us. Doc Sandy, Sports Depth on the Trust and Government Network. Gentlemen, take a quick break. And when we come back, it'll be me and Dusty, and Cincinnati Singh will be gone. A little Christmas music for you, gang, as we continue. And remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Absolutely.
How much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the night.
Dr. Stanley, Sports and Depth, the Guardian Network, and we'll be right back. Well, we are back. We can talk about the Jets. You know, Dusty, that great line from Harold, you know, sad and touching. And you look in, but, you know, there's so much that's just been said in the last few minutes that are so revealing when you look, like you said, at this, you know, Woody Johnson brought his team back in 2000. You know, we brought Rex Ryan, who was a defensive coach. And you know, and Dusty, look at it, the defense has played really well the last two games. I mean, we won the game 7-6. The defense only gave us 6 points. That's a good job. And last week was not bad, too. He only gave up 14 points. I mean, defense has constantly been playing well. But, I mean, you know, what – and you talked about this. You talked about it. C-Wing just talked about it. Rooney's talked about the deletion of the talent around Sanchez. I mean, to some degree, he doesn't have the same players he had before. So you got you have to look at that situation. You know, you're constantly taking away. So when he first went to the team, let's say he had grade A players, then they gave him minus A, then a B. So, you know, he hasn't had the cap. But, you know, how do you explain a guy, though, that has 50 turnovers, Dusty, in 2 years?
Well, again, I have to go to the psychology of the man's brain and his lack of confidence or losing his confidence because of the constant changing or not knowing. He had Tebow on him like a cheap suit, and wondering if I got to do well. If, when you find yourself saying, I got to do well, I got to perform, you're not concentrating what you're doing. You have to relax, have a relaxed mind. This week, to help him along, they brought back Braylon Edwards. They brought him back too late. They should have kept him in the first place.
Once again, Dusty, validating the lunacy of this organization. I mean, why'd you let the guy? And this is part of that deletion that we talked about early in the year and even last year of players that kept Sanchez comfortable, kept him focused, and they were a security blanket for him.
Yeah, they were. He performed well being a rookie. You know, you take rookies. Oh, by the way, Michael Vick says, I'm not coming here as a backup. He already made his statement. So they just better forget if they think they're going to bring him back as a backup to Sanchez or to McElroy or anybody. Vick said, I've been a starting quarterback. That's how I'll finish my career. But anyway, the thing is, how do you do these things? How do you make these mistakes and still smile all the way to the bank? I don't understand that. Because they're the ones that are disenfranchising the fans, perpetrating a fraud, like you always say, and disenfranchising and destroying the mental stability of the athlete who's being watched by millions, not just those fans in the stadium, but around the world.
You know, you brought up another, and this is, I guess it's Christmas time, if I'm agreeing with you. You brought up a tremendous point, because for all intents and purposes, Dusty, for all intents and purposes, they have ruined Mark Sanchez.
They have. So let me piggyback on what you just saying, ruin, and I thank God you said it, because I forgot. They ruined Mark Sanchez, and he's a marked man now, because what are the franchises going to say? Oh, no. This guy had 5 turnovers. He had 41 turnovers in a season. He did this. He did that. He did that. How could we trust him to help our team get anywhere? How could we even think of utilizing him as a backup?
If he does, I mean, well, you know, he could go someplace and not worry about being paid, because the fertility and the lunacy of the Jets, they gave him a hell of a contract. I mean, he could pay regardless. So he's financially set.
Exactly. And they guarantee that 8.7, and they got to give it to him. They can't say, okay, we'll give you a percentage. Nothing. That's a guaranteed 8.7 that they have to give him. And whether they use him or not, today he was quoted saying, I'm not going anywhere. As far as I'm concerned, I'm still a Jet, and I will be a Jet. That's his statement. You know, so now they're playing a crossword puzzle or a chess game or a checker game and an elimination game, whatever the heck it is, and they want to clean house before the next season. How the heck they're going to clean house when there's so much dirt right now under the carpets, in the office, in the management? You know, and people already know the horrific season that these people created for the players. It's not the management, in a sense. No, it's not the players, in a sense. It's the management.
Question. I mean, what you're telling me, Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Trust and God Radio Network, we're talking JTS Jets. As you know, last week, the Jets were eliminated from the playoffs Monday night, losing to the Tennessee Titans, a game where the Titans did everything they could to get the football game to them. We're looking back at a season that brought in Tim Tebow, but you brought him in, you wouldn't play him. You brought him in, and you regulated a guy who was your second-string quarterback to number 3, and now you're telling us here with 2 games left that number 3 is better than number 2 and number 1, and you're saying to yourself, that's what you're saying, Dusty. Saying the third-string guy is better than your 1 and 2 guys. Yeah, I mean, you know, the great line that Rex Ryan ran was, you know, he had a gut feeling. Are you kidding me? You ain't got no gut. You lost weight. What kind of gut feeling are you talking about? You lost weight.
That's excuse. That's a pile of excuse. First of all, you have a third-string quarterback, and my son Damien told me this, and you know he's nuts about the whole sport genre.
He says, Pop,
you cannot take a third-string quarterback by contract and move him up during the season to to take over the second and first starting role. But these folks violated that because they saw themselves so embarrassed and so inept that they desperately, I feel that's the word, desperately to save face, they took McElroy and brought him up to the number one spot. And because he won that game, now he's a hero. And I think I read some piece there where he's starting this week, you know.
Oh, no. As much as you read papers, you know he's starting this week. And for all intents and purposes, I think no matter what happens, I think he's going to be the guy that's going to quarterback these last two games.
Exactly. And they had Mark Sanchez doing the clipboard work. And they had Tim Tebow, I guess maybe practically serving the guys the Kool-Aid. I don't know what the heck they're doing.
But yeah, it's just. I mean, you look at the thing too. I mean, Doc Sanders Sports Network and the Preston Guard Red Network is mainly just we're talking JETS Jets. That's all we're talking about right now. And you know, the thing about this too, Dusty, we all talked about. We have just mentioned the slew of names: Tebow, McElroy, Sanchez, mm-hmm. Braylon Edwards, Rex Ryan. Nobody has said one word about Mike Tannenbaum. Here's a guy that you never. Here's a GM of his team, and you never he's never responsible for anything from a negative nature. You never hear his name.
He would be embedded with the owner. Was it Wilson or Jones or whatever his name
Johnson,
is?
Johnson.
I mean, nobody criticizes Tannenbaum. Tannenbaum. Wasn't that a song that Nat King Cole sang? Oh Tannenbaum. Oh Tannenbaum. He never gets criticized, never says anything. And yet I missed that page. I saw something about the upper management and I saw his picture, but I just didn't bother to look at it. But I'm wondering if somebody's pulling his collar. But you're absolutely right. You're on the money. Nobody says anything about
Tannenbaum. You never hear anything about Tannenbaum.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I remember an article that Doc Sandy Sports Network on the Trust and Guard Network, we're talking JETS Jets here, and got the steer of Avery Lawrence with us, and Mel Smith Jr. should be joining us soon. You know, it's just a situation that there was a story during election time, and Woody Johnson was more concerned about beating Obama, as he was a Romney supporter,
winning
a Super Bowl. Is that true? I mean, it's just sad and touching, man. You know what I mean?
Sad and touching, and to give it out in the public where it was printed in every periodical. I mean, what is with this man's mentality? This is why, in a sense, I'm sorry, Jet fans. I'm glad they didn't do anything because of that remark. You don't mix sports with politics or politics with sports. You keep your political venues out of a business that deals with the public in a fan level. How's he going to say that? How's he going to tell New York, this is what I wanted. I'd rather have this failure of the Jets. That failure of the Jets in no Super Bowl, that for the president to come back. I mean, so then get out of the business. You see, and this is where is the commissioner Modell Goodell stand on this when he makes a political statement like that? The mealy mouth, quiet, don't say anything, noncommittal, but yet he made egregious statement to the public. Telling the public, oh yeah, you pay your high entrance money to and buy the hot dogs and all that, but I don't care. I don't want to win a Super Bowl as long as that president.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like I'm going to the plate as a batter. I'm not even trying to get hit. You know what I mean? I just ground out the short. You know what I mean?
Just ground the short, make it out, and go home. I mean, how could that man say that? But that's what it is. It's been a tragedy from the beginning of these stupid decisions, and it will end. What's going to happen next season? The stench of their stupidity of this year is going to go on for years. They lost credibility, as far as I'm concerned. They lost a lot of fan interest. And how can you rebuild this team? I don't know. Your question is as good. I mean, your question is as good as mine. How are they going to rebuild this team with any credibility?
I think what you do, like you say, Rex Ryan's days have to be numbered. You just wonder what was this adamant and this deep allegiance, this deep belief in Sanchez as he continued to have this horrible season week after week, as he continued to throw INTs, as he continued to not do the things that a quarterback should be doing for Ryan to stick with this guy. And the other thing, question is too, is why did you bring Tebow here?
That's been saying from the very beginning. Why couldn't Elway get Tebow over there or use him as trade bait somewhere else and got a better backup for Peyton Manning? But why bring him here to destroy his career? You've destroyed his career. Destroyed his credibility. Everything he built up when they beat the Steelers is gone down the toilet, man. It's gone down the toilet.
Yeah.
Right? So, because look what he's done this season. Nothing but earn a good fat paycheck and be ridiculed and be made to play out of title and punt returns. Come on, the man has broken ribs. Like I said, I'm gonna find me an F.D. Bailey of sports and I'm gonna sue the pants off, man. Because that could be a career ending, season ending, or whatever ending injury. Because Tebow never got hurt that way. Never got hurt. He got hurt over here playing out of title. Come on, man. Ridiculous.
It's just been crazy. They were going to use the Wildcat. The whole year has been disastrous. We talk so much about Schottenheimer, his inability to be sort of innovative, but my goodness, Sperano, here's another another demerit bringing this guy in, who was a losing coach in Miami. Okay, maybe synopsis was he could do something offensively, but he's been horrible. Because there's something I have to look at, too. Doc Sandy Sports, definitely the Trust and Guardian Network, talking to JT. Just have to understand, too, in today's game, in the old days, Unitas, Moon, Ferguson, those guys, they quarterback their own games, Dusty. They call their own plays.
Call their own plays or in conjunction with the coach who they combined to make decisions or did their own. But for God's sake, these Sanchez here couldn't even scratch without looking over to the sideline and say, okay, you can scratch now. Ridiculous.
The thing here, too, is in this case, Sanchez threw four INTs. Okay, but, these are plays that you called, too. Let's go back to the New England game.
Yes, plays that you called, too.
Hello? Yes, it's over. I was told that
Hello? Goodness.
They call it a blade, but still and all, I just don't understand why they did what they did. He was their draft choice right out of USC.
Mm-hmm.
Right out of USC, and he was the future of the Jets and this, that, and the other. But they destroyed him.
Well, the Jets may have a future, but he doesn't have one. And don't think either one of them has a future right now. It's just been horrible, horrible. The thing I'm just saying here is the point I was making is that Ferguson, Tittle, Namath, Moon, Manson. These guys called on. So as a quarterback, you can say, he threw two INTs. These plays are coming from the bench. Okay.
Exactly.
So in this case, everybody has to. How does a guy throw four INTs in a game? some of the waiters on Chance says, but the other question's got to be, you guys are calling these plates.
You guys are calling
these plates.
The decision
Exactly. I mean, it's the same thing in the New England game. You get down there, Sanchez has one of the best games of his career. He's on the 20-yard line. You don't want him throwing the football. You're saying for the beginning of the season it's going to be a ground and pound. So but how does a guy throw four INTs in game? He's
exactly.
Threw 50 turnovers. I mean, he's a guy. I mean, you just, you know, the great words from Harold Weston said in touching. And
but you see, the thing is, so that you got to understand that, the decision calling is lousy. Here you got first down, okay? I've always believed, and this is my quirk, first down second and one, you try to get that first down to keep the possession of the ball alive in the offensive, mm-hmm. on the offense. There is your receiver just inside the next first down. Throw it to him. Boom, short. No, but they want him to throw a bomb into the end zone.
Dusty, you got to quit agreeing. This is the point I'm making.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
in today's market, okay, I mean, a talented quarterback can help overcome the shortcomings of the offensive quarterback. But, you know, we look at this team here. I mean, Rex Ryan's got to take some weight. Tannenbaum's got to take some weight. Serrano's got
to
take some weight. Sanchez got to take some weight. The only guy that doesn't take any weight is Tebow.
He's the one that's ready.
I mean, they brought him in. They wouldn't play him. How many games did Tebow lose? You can't blame him. He didn't lose no games. I mean, how many INTs did he throw? So, I mean, he's the only guy that's unscathed, him and McElroy. I mean, when McElroy came back and won that game 7-6, why were you bringing Sanchez back?
Exactly.
I mean, Sanchez couldn't get you no points in this game. The defense played a great game. I mean, Dustin, you're going to lose a football game 6-0. You're going to get shut out 6-0. You're going to get shut out 6-0. This guy is good. You're going to shut out, Dustin. We're getting a bit closer. But how do you see tomorrow's game? Ravens, Giants, you talked about that too. And it was something that was kind of seen and not seen. You say the Giants won playing really top-flight football. Hadn't got shut out since 1995. Last week, got shut out. Nothing worked. They're on the road, which is always a good sign.
But usually they're
a better road team than what they showed last week. I mean,
absolutely.
Usually they're more focused.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question has to be, too, maybe there's some more, maybe the Bradshaw injury, maybe the talk of the tying arm, and maybe the hit and beating that Cruz is taking is starting to have an effect.
But you see, Doc, you got to see, this is why my complaint every time on my concert, Bradshaw now is adamant. He wants to play tomorrow. He doesn't care if his leg is missing or his arm is twisted left side. He's going to play. Who is Bradshaw to tell Coughlin, I'm going to play? Okay? He's been injured. Now, you have, thanks to Jerry Reese, super talented backups, plus that kid, Wilson. You know, they call him Flip Wilson.
Flip Wilson.
Flip Wilson. Shades of the old comedian. They call him Flip Wilson because he does the backdrop and all. And how could he say, okay, maybe he'll come in and maybe do a few plays, but Bradshaw, you're injured. Boom, sit down. We're going to put in your backup. I forgot
Wilson,
the guy's name.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Brown had gotten hurt too, remember?
Right. But you got another guy there, okay? And you got guys who will supplant even for one play, for God's sake. This is a brutal game. For one play, you could supplant these guys and give them a respite, you know, or two plays. Just to get that, like I said, marching down that freaking into the end zone. And then you want to use Bradshaw to ramrod his way into the end zone? Okay, you had enough rest. You had 2 or 3 minutes rest. Okay, go in there, Bradshaw. But not to utilize him, and burn him out when you got good quality backups. That's why you have a team of X amount of players who never play because the starters don't get hurt. But then even once in a while, humanely, they should get a shot, especially when the score is so high, like the other two.
Yeah, well,
it's
42-13. You know, it's 29-0 two minutes left to go. And because, you know, in this game, the point you bring up is so apropos because that one hit, okay, that one twisted ankle, that mm-hmm. one blindside hit, you know, there's so many games that kept saying during the course of the year, too, with Sanchez. Why was Sanchez in a game where the 49ers were beating him by 30 points? You know,
exactly.
Or why was Sanchez in a game where there were very few of them, where the Jets had the game sewed up? And, you know, I didn't understand this allegiance, this devotion, this deep faith in Mark Sanchez. And I don't know who implemented this, who grew this, but, you know, and once again, you can't put all the weight on him, but what they've done to him has been an injustice. Jesse, we're going to run out of here on this one real quick.
Yeah.
We're going to come back tomorrow and do our show live from the Giants-Ravens game.
Mm-hmm.
JC has jettisoned into a wreck.
Shipwreck.
Giants tomorrow, can they win that Ravens game? They're pretty banged up, too.
Yeah, there is no rhyme or reason. They have to win tomorrow. And that's where you put yourself in a noose. They have to win tomorrow. They played stupidly, sloppy, wrong calls last week. How are you going to go 4th-and-1 in the red zone without kicking a field goal? They wanted to get that first down. They
cut
didn't
it out.
Get the first
what did Consuelo and Henrique say? Are they winning tomorrow? Cut it out.
But the
cut
fact of the matter is that this is what it is. They are in a position they put themselves in a must-win
again,
situation.
Again, every year we do this every year again. Again.
Yeah. A must-win situation. But we'll see what happens tomorrow. I mean, it'll be a sad day in New York if both teams out of the playoffs. Everybody might as well shut off their TVs and watch Howdy Doody because there's nothing going to be here.
You tell Santa Claus, look, just you know, why don't you? Don't bring me a TV. Just bring me a CD player. You know what I mean? I can't afford that, but the Trusted Network calls Dusty Justino. I call him Dusty Rap X now. And we're going to close out, leaving with three thoughts. Leaving like today, and stand before God tomorrow. Life's most persistent but urgent question is, what are you doing for the service to others? And rent you pay for your space on earth. Dusty, tell everybody good afternoon and good night.
Good afternoon and good night. God bless. Have a safe holiday, everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow to continue the soap opera of the Drowning Jets. Doc, be careful.
Thank you for joining us for this installment of Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. We hope you join us, and please tell a friend about Sports in Depth, heard every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 2 p.m. on SAR-FM Radio, the heartbeat of Africa, in the heartbeat of the Big Apple, New York City, in the heartbeat of Harlem.
How much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. Fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town that you.
Donny Hathaway, and this Christmas, we ask you to continue to keep in prayer the families who lost loved ones last weekend. You know, it does kind of take a sting as we look back at Christmas as the time for the children, and so many children were taken away, and we just ask you to continue to pray for the families and the friends of the families of the situation that happened last week in Connecticut. We at this time also remember that Jesus is a reason for the season, and keep Christ in Christmas. We want to thank you once again for joining us here on Sports and Death. And as we close, we will give you Nat King Cole, but before that, Marvin Gaye has something to say.
I just want to ask question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world
flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow. Oh,
what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living.
Live. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live,
but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined.